You know that feeling when you're just stuck? I mean, really stuck. Whether it's your car in the mud, your mind on a problem, or your life at crossroads, being stuck is something we all experience, right? I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and it's fascinating how universal this experience is. Like, just the other day, I was trying to write something important, and my mind went completely blank. You know that feeling when the cursor is just blinking at you, almost mockingly, and nothing comes out? But here's the thing about getting stuck. It's not just about writer's block or literal physical situations. Sometimes we get stuck in relationships that aren't going anywhere, or we get stuck in jobs that don't fulfill us anymore, or maybe we're just stuck in patterns that we know aren't good for us, but we can't seem to break free. Let's talk about why we get stuck in the first place. You see, our brains are actually wired to keep us in familiar situations even when they're not ideal. It's like, well, imagine you're driving the same route to work every day. Even if there's a better way, you'll probably keep taking that familiar path because it feels safe, comfortable, known. And that's part of the problem, isn't it? We get stuck because change is scary. Because moving forward means stepping into the unknown. I mean, think about it. Even if we're unhappy with where we are, at least we know what to expect, right? But here's something interesting I've learned. Getting stuck isn't always a bad thing. Sometimes it's our mind's way of telling us to slow down and really think about what we're doing. It's like, you know, when your computer freezes. Sometimes it's because there are too many programs running at once, and it needs a moment to catch up. The real question is, how do we get unstuck? Well, I've discovered a few strategies that actually work. First off, and this might sound counterintuitive, but sometimes the best thing to do is nothing. Just sit with that stuck feeling for a moment. Understanding why you're stuck can be more valuable than immediately trying to force your way out. Then there's what I call the small steps approach. When we're stuck, we often think we need some huge dramatic action to break free, but usually it's the tiny steps that make the biggest difference. Like, if you're stuck in a career rut, maybe start by taking one online course. Or if you're stuck creatively, try working on something small and simple just to get the wheels turning again. You know what else helps? Changing your perspective. Sometimes we get so focused on the fact we're stuck, we can't see the opportunities around us. It's like, imagine you're stuck in traffic. You could sit there getting frustrated, or you could use that time to listen to a podcast, call a friend, or just enjoy a moment of quiet. I've also noticed that we often get stuck because we're trying to be perfect. We want the perfect solution, the perfect timing, the perfect outcome. But here's the thing, perfection is the enemy of progress. Sometimes you just need to take that imperfect step forward. And let's talk about fear for a moment, because, well, that's often what's really keeping us stuck, isn't it? Fear of failure, fear of change, fear of what others might think. But here's something I've learned, and it took me way too long to figure this out. Fear is usually a sign that you're moving in the right direction. Think about it. If something doesn't scare you at least a little bit, it probably means you're staying too comfortable, too safe. And while safe is, well, safe, it's not where growth happens. Growth happens in those uncomfortable spaces between where we are and where we want to be. You know what's really helped me when I'm feeling stuck? Remembering that it's temporary. Everything is temporary. That project you're stuck on, you'll figure it out. That relationship dilemma, it will resolve one way or another. That life decision that's paralyzing you'll make it and life will go on. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves that getting stuck is just part of the journey. It's not a sign of failure or weakness. It's actually a pretty normal part of being human. And often it's these stuck moments that lead to our biggest breakthroughs. So if you're feeling stuck right now, be gentle with yourself. Take a deep breath. Remember that millions of people have felt exactly what you're feeling, and they've found their way forward, and so will you. Maybe start by asking yourself, what's one tiny step I could take right now? It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be grand, just one small step. Because that's usually how we get unstuck, not with huge leaps, but with small, brave steps forward. And remember, sometimes the best way out is through. Sometimes we need to sit with the discomfort, feel it fully, and let it teach us what we need to learn. Because being stuck, well, it might just be pointing us towards exactly where we need to go next.